But when it comes to the daily mindfulness, you have a few things to do, because first is to establish your mindfulness first. So the establishment of mindfulness has to be done in the meditative training, means in the form of meditation, or you can also do it through your daily religious routine. Like every day, every morning when you wake up or before you sleep, then in between. So you do all your daily religious routine. Of course, whenever you are awake or conscious before you sleep, initially during your conscious moment, try your very best to maintain awareness. Return to your heart area from there, way outside. So stabilize the awareness. The phase I think you have last time gone through. Then after that, constantly listen to the Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, inquire, then stabilize the understanding. Then in the midst of your daily life, every time you experience a sense experience, you have to maintain the awareness within to find out what is going on. Then you have to cultivate noble effort path through applying the teaching, means initially can be the four right effort, then after that the five way to overcome one hold on thought. The one I think most of you all have done it, especially the third way, stabilize that one, then reflect, contemplate until the understanding is very clear. Then after that, as long as your sati sampajana come about, without the initial wisdom, sati sampajana cannot come. So you need to constantly listen to the Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, and inquire, like what I taught you just now. Then after that, allow the initial wisdom, means yoniso manasikara, to stabilize. Then in the midst of life, you will realize you do not react like before. You do not stir so often like before. And most of the time you are quiet, peaceful, just aware. Yeah. So that is the time you become different. But that phase of sati sampajana must stabilize until it becomes throughout the day, almost every moment, every instant, you are just aware, mindful. Oh, like there is no gap one, no lapse. Oh, like continuous one. Then it becomes like automatic later on, like you are throughout the day aware, the heart there, it makes you aware. Then your stability or awareness is such stability and high refinement level. At any one time, you can be aware of your heartbeat or whatever, or you want to be aware of external phenomena, you can. Wherever you locate your awareness, it becomes very clear, it becomes like magnified. So that is the phase you have to go through. Then you start to see many things. You start to be aware of a lot of things that you never see before. Then that phase will transform again. Transform. And there are many changes in between. Then after that, when you do your daily mindfulness until very stable, then you revert back to your former sitting or former meditation, you realize you can sit very easily. You become that awareness mind state immediately, because your spiritual faculty is stable already, your sati sampajana stable, you are in the meditative state already. So the moment you go into the formal meditation, you will be without thought on straight away. Yeah. Or if you have been doing something like your work or your career, or you are in entangled with something, or there's some daily life activity that you have to do, then during that time, your mind may not be in the meditative state so collected. But over time, all this can also stabilize. So if you like go back to your working environment, you get yourself involved with a lot of your work, daily work thing. Like what I did when I tested myself after 1989, I went out to work for private sector. Then I realized the initial mundane mind that has not settled down because of the work they will have some form of activity or movement. Then I realize the moment I sit, all the sankhara will move again. But it's not affecting me anymore. Then I can just look at it silent, aware, means relax, maintain awareness. Then I saw it slow down very fast within 1 or 2 minutes. Then still again. That's the stability you must have. Then after that, when you get used to that routine, then you can even be mindful in the midst of working, in the midst of doing whatever thing. Then during that time, I realized I don't have to do anything. My mind is already in a meditative state. So whenever I want to silence, I will be in the stillness already, tranquility, stillness. Yeah. So these are the stages and phases you will go through. Yeah. So for your case, I believe your stability or daily mindfulness, you have to establish. You have to establish. Yeah. Maybe your formal meditation, you have gone into it for quite a while. You have been doing that for very long. But the daily mindfulness, the stability and awareness to reflect, contemplate later on, and inquire and develop the stability of wisdom, then the direct seeing, the insight, the awakening, that phase you have to continue. Until it becomes very clear, very stable. Then your formal meditation will become different again. Well, after you have developed that, you will understand a lot of things, much more than before. Then all the things that you listen and read will be different again. Then you go into the formal meditation. At that time, the relaxation, the understanding all transform again. Then you will locate that nature again. And that nature become very clear to you. The transformation, the movement, or you have to use trust. That trust is very important. Trust your nature to do. Don't try to direct it or do anything. Just let it be. Then it will detect. Then it will has its own movement and all those things. Then you can find out more through your own understanding. And as you go through all those phases, the internal transformation, that one other people cannot understand one, you will keep on understanding it. You will go through more and more. So these are the phases of progress that you will go through. So hopefully this one can make it clearer for you.